Penguin Random House Audio presents The Weekend by Charlotte Wood. Read for you by Pauline Constantine. Dreams and beasts are two keys by which we are to find out the secrets of our own nature. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Chapter 1. It was not the first time it had happened. This waking early in the pale light with a quiet but urgent desire to go to church. Cognitive decline, doubtless. Frontal lobe damage, religion, fear of death. They were all the same thing. Jude had no illusions. This longing, was it a longing? It was mysterious, an insistence inside her, a sort of ache that came and went. Familiar, and yet still powerful and surprising when it arrived. Like the arthritis that flared at the base of her thumb. The point was, this feeling had nothing to do with Christmas, or with anything in her waking life. It came somehow from the world of sleep, from her dreaming self. At first when it came, it would trouble her. But now Jude gave herself over to it. She lay in her white bed on the morning before Christmas Eve and imagined the cool, dark space of a cathedral where she might be alone, welcomed by some unseen velvety force. She imagined herself kneeling, resting her head on the ancient wood of the pew in front of her and closing her eyes. It was peaceful in that quiet space of her imagination. Frontal lobe shrinkage.